Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, joins us. And Ian, tell us about the latest remarkable success in the incredible business career of Eddie O'Connor.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. I'm sure there are many people out there who will have known Eddie O'Connor. He's a former chief executive of Borden and Mona, I think back in the mid-90s. And he set up, which was effectively Ireland's first major wind power company. He set it up as Airtricity, built up quite a lot of wind farms around the country, and in 2007 sold it for around 1.1 billion euro to a European energy company. So that was quite the payday. But instead of resting on his laurels and enjoying the fortune that he had made, Eddie O'Connor set up a second company called Mainstream Renewable Power and set about building up wind farms around the world. Now, significant wind farms in the likes of Chile, the likes of other countries in South America, big in South Africa, big in Vietnam, also other parts of Asia. And we're talking a huge company with the potential for what they say themselves are five gigabytes of power. So we are talking substantial onshore and offshore wind farms. And it became quite a valuable business and was put up for sale, or was a subject of a lot of takeover interest last year. Well, today it has been announced that Mainstream Renewable Power has been taken over in a deal that values the company at up to 1 billion euro. The takeover is by a Norwegian energy company called Akers. They're buying 75% of the business. So the existing management team, led by Eddie O'Connor, who will be staying on as chairman of the company, they're reinvesting some of their stake and will retain 25%. But in part of that initial deal, the management team and Eddie O'Connor own around 50-odd% of the business. So a substantial payday of more than 500 million for Eddie and his investors, and quite a significant turnaround in that business. As I said, it's only been a business just over 10 years. So a huge amount of value being built up, and they will still get to own parts of this business over the next couple of years. They're going to continue on investing across where they currently are in countries around the world, but also looking at Europe and also looking at North America. So 2 billion euro paydays for Eddie O'Connor and his investors. I don't think, Matt, there are too many Irish business people who have gone on to create not just one business worth £1 billion, but do it again a second time and do it with a business that has potential to grow into the future as well. Because we do know, Matt, renewable energy, particularly offshore wind around the world, is going to be a very big part of the plan to reduce the focus on fossil fuels. And lots of these Norwegian companies are investing in these businesses as well, because, of course, they would have made a lot of money in the North Sea with oil and gas, but are now looking towards the future and a future where fossil fuels and decarbonisation is happening. So, but fair play to Eddie O'Connor for this deal. Built up two companies with £2 billion over the space of 20 years. Not a bad track record.
Particularly when you remember how he ended up being forced out of Borden and Mona in controversial circumstances.
You have a character, is Eddie O'Connor. There, Matt. You are showing your age that you remember it.
I remember it very well. I might even write about it for the Business Post next Sunday. Anyway, other story which has really caught my eye today. Frances Brennan might be one of the best known hoteliers in the country. Flamboyant TV star, but also a canny business head. So what he's had to say about the reopening of his business interests today, I think, is of some significance.
Yeah, this is an interesting story in the Irish Times. And they note that John and Frances Brennan, just to give you a bit of the context for this as to why they're talking to the papers right now, they have acquired a new property down in Kenmare. They've acquired the Lansdowne Arms in Kenmare from the receivers to its service and Mazar. So they've been talking to the media. But they are talking about their main business being the Park Hotel down in Kenmare, which is I think anybody who has seen it would recognise that it is one of the finest hotels in the country. But they are talking about the fact that they don't believe they will be opening the hotel in Kenmare until at least May and possibly June. Now, they say that last year they were only really trading for around 3.5 months. They can't see tourism being opened before St. Patrick's Day. I don't think anybody's expecting that, but they don't even believe that will happen before April. And that's why they talk about May and June being the potential opening dates. But significantly, Matt, what they also say is that for hotels, particularly the likes of destinations that they have, to be viable, you're going to have to allow inter-county travel again. Now, of course, you can't do that at level 4, 5, where we are. You can't do it at level 4. You can't even do it at level 3. So you need the country to move right down to level 2 for some of these hotels to be viable. Now, we know, look, it's a seasonal business. Lots of hotels would still be closed right now are operating at reduced capacity. But if you're now shrinking the tourism season to May, June, so perhaps May, June of this year for reopening, lots of these hotel businesses will really be struggling because you will have costs in the meantime. You will have certain staff to pay. You will have lights to turn on and pay electricity bills, insurance bills, maintenance costs, rent, lease payments. But it is interesting that they say, look, for lots of the hotels out there, for destinations, you need a return of intercounty travel, never mind international visitors. You need intercounty travel to return before you can start to even open up hotels and consider making money out of it.
Now, another interesting story. Landlords, commercial landlords, are having, it seems in some cases, a tough time of it, particularly the owner of the Dundrum and ILAC centres.
Yeah, figures put out today by Hammerson, which is the big UK property company that bought the Dundrum Town Centre and the number of Irish shopping centres a few years ago, including the ILAC. They gave an update today on rental collection. So this covers January, February and March. And they say that in Ireland so far this year, they have collected just 31% of their rent that was due. Now, they do go on to note that, of course, retail, non-essential retail has been closed down. So that footfall right now to the likes of Dundrum and the ILAC is down to the essential retailers, which are effectively pharmacies and the supermarket chains. But they do point out, Matt, that when restrictions were eased in back end of November and into December, people did start going back into the shopping centres. They said that daily footfall towards the back end of last year had recovered to 90% of where retailers had been in 2019. So that does show that when people get open, that they are trading okay. It's when they're closed that, of course, retailers are looking to cut back on things, and rent is the big expense for most retailers. So the landlords are struggling. What happens, though, the more this year goes on? Will landlords still allow forbearance measures? Will they just say, don't pay us, pay us when you can? Or will they start to move on retailers? And I think this is going to be something that will crystallise, I would say, Matt, if we get around to the middle of March and we still don't have non-essential retail opening. You will have many retailers that will have been under pressure for a year. Landlords will have given forbearance. Will they allow that to continue? I'm hearing from a number of people out there in the retail sector that they do believe that any forbearance measures that they're subject to right now will not continue past a year. I think we might see an awful lot of cases with retailers and landlords head down to the courts, particularly when you're dealing with professional landlords, people who have outgoings of their own, if they're investment funds or pension funds to meet their own commitments, or if you are one of the big property development companies and you need that income to keep your development going on the other side of it. I think we might be down for a lot of activity down in the forecourts in the next couple of months.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.